Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro. Today's topic is network marketing recruiting, how to become a recruiting machine. Stay tuned. All right, what's going on? So again, today we're going to be talking about network marketing recruiting and how to become a network marketing recruiting machine. How to, we're going to talk about that. So in order to dive into that, I have a question that I wanted to address here really quickly. And he says, in setting appointments with text messages, okay, so that's the new thing right now. A lot of people are using text messages, and rightfully so. I actually saw a training by Eric Worre teaching people how to use text messages to set appointments and things like that. So it's a great point. Now he says, in setting an appointment with text messages, a prospect thinks that we are about to have a coffee, not a business meeting. So essentially, what the strategy is, you tell people, you ask people, you say, hey, what is your schedule like this week? So we can get together. I'd like to get together with you, right? And then you set a coffee, a meeting, date, whatever you want to talk about. But I mean, whatever you want to call it, without necessarily talking about what it's about, okay? All right, so this person, a prospect that we are about to, you tell a prospect that you, a prospect think we are about to have a coffee, not a business meeting. So how do we make it clear that we have something to show? Like the purpose of the coffee is to show something, right? Otherwise, the prospect will feel cheated. Well, that's you overthinking stuff, okay? So essentially, one of the major mistakes that people make when it comes to, so one of the biggest mistakes that people make is over talk, and some people talk people out of working with them. All right, and that's one of the major mistakes that a lot of people make when they're prospecting. Okay, obviously, I'm going to use prospecting and recruiting kind of synonymously right now, but essentially, prospecting is the idea of inviting people over, getting them to meet up with you. Recruiting is the actual recruiting, okay? But the whole purpose of prospecting is so you can recruit people, recruit business partners, recruit new reps into your business, into your distribution network, marketing network, right? So one of the major mistakes that people make is over talking. People literally talk people out of working with them, okay? And usually that's because you're thinking you gotta tell them everything. You gotta share everything with them, right? And the truth of the matter is that information is can be a gift and a curse, okay? And you want to at least pre-qualify people before you show them more. Pre-qualify people before you show them more. So the whole idea of using the text messages to set appointments is to pre-qualify people. Make sure that they're open in the first place. The first thing you should be doing is making sure that people are open to want to hear from you. They're open to a meeting first before you even worry about telling them the details and things like that. So when you say, hey, you're about to have a coffee, of course you're about to have a coffee. The whole idea is to meet up with the person first. And then while you meet up with them, of course you want to make sure you pique their interest and then get them, open them up a little bit. There are certain things and certain ways that you have to say certain things that will get them to open up to the idea that you may have to bring to the table. But the first step is to make sure that they are even open to meeting up with you. Why would you want to spill all the beans if you're not even sure that they're going to be showing up, right? Why would you want to do that? Hey, I want to tell you everything there is to know so you can, so we don't waste each other's time. Well, the idea is to prospect. You're trying to build a business, okay? So you don't want to be too concerned about details, okay? And I know, like for me, for example, I have the same disease, believe it or not. I'm an analytical person. I would typically appreciate if somebody gives me as much information as possible so I can decide. But let me tell you something, okay? Yesterday I was listening to yesterday's preaching with Joel Osteen. If you follow Joel Osteen, and he was talking about the faith in the middle, right? So typically, everybody is easy for everyone to believe in their dreams in the beginning. It's easy for everybody to believe in their dreams at the end, but in the middle, it's not easy, okay? And it's not easy, and the reason for that is because God doesn't show everything, okay? He doesn't show everything because if he showed out everything that will happen in the middle on the journey of your point A to your desired point, which is point B, right? Chances are you're going to talk yourself right out of it, all right? Excuse me, my eyes here, all right? Chances are you're going to talk yourself out of it, right? So if you could talk yourself out of going after your dreams because you saw something or you quit, you know, I mean, we've all quit on something before in the past. What do you think you would do to other people when you start spilling all over them, you start throwing up all over them about the information, what the business is about, before they come to your meeting? You don't want to do that, okay? What you will end up doing is you will talk them right out of working with you in your business. You will talk them right out of they're going to be paralyzed by too much information, okay? And even you yourself, chances are you're practicing that already in your business. You are paralyzed by analysis, right? It's called paralysis by analysis. And you don't want to be that, okay? You want to take one piece of information at a time and then you move on forward. One piece of, and then you move on forward. And it's the same thing when you're prospecting and you're trying to recruit a person, a business partner into your business. You got to take it easy, okay? The first step is to make sure that somebody is open. If they're open, you want to make sure they're open to even meeting with you, okay? Now, I personally don't like meeting up with people. That's me. That's an effort of me saving my own time, and I want to talk about that a little bit, okay? Again, we're talking about network marketing recruiting, and I want to show you how to become a network marketing recruiting machine. If you're meeting one person, two person per day, chances are you're not going to become a recruiting machine, okay? A very high chance that you will never become a recruiting machine. Why? Because time and mankind and cultural phenomena is moving way faster than that. What you're going to do is you're going to waste time. So if you want to do belly-to-belly thing, yeah, sure. You just want to make sure people are open, and then you show them more. You show them more. All right, but that same concept is applicable when it's time to become a recruiting machine. In my opinion, in my honest and professional opinion, the only way to become a recruiting machine is to leverage. It's leverage, okay? It's leveraging the machines, leveraging systems, and time, okay? Because time is the one little thing that you don't have enough of, and you cannot replenish time. You can get money back all day long. But time, once you lose time, it's over, okay? Unless you understand the concept of leverage, okay? Case in point, you're watching this video. Chances are I shot this video long a while back, but I'm sharing a timeless concept with you, and the video is still valid today. That's leverage for me in my business, because then you're exposed to my brand, to me as an expert that can help you in this business without me involving my personal time on an ongoing basis. Just one time of recording this video, that's called leverage. That's the only way to become a recruiting machine, by cheating time at its own game. Okay, a little bit, because we're all gonna lose time and die one day. Time is gonna keep passing, but the most important thing is how you use your time. Okay, if you don't know what to do with your time, you're losing money. Would you agree with that? Yes, right? So it's all about leveraging time. It's all about understanding how time works. Okay, so with that being said, yes. The same concept apply. You want to make sure people are open. So you send a text message. So Eric Worre was teaching that you send text messages to people. You say, hey, what is your schedule like this week? I would like to get together with you, right? When you say that, you just wait for it. Now, you could send that text messages to about 20 people within an hour, right? If you are calling people on the phone and trying to check with them, chances are they're not going to pick up, because in this time and age, people don't pick up their phones. Why? Because they're trying to save time. That's why I laugh at people sometimes when they come into this game and they don't understand that they need to be making the best out of time. Even the consumers, your prospect, they understand this. That's why the average person don't pick up the phone anymore. However, if you send them a text message, it may take them 30 minutes, it may take them a whole day to get back. But you've saved yourself time because you've actually reached out and you're checking first if they're open. You don't send text messages of everything you're about. I'm about to talk to you about a business. You don't need to do that, okay? You're just going to talk to them again out of even replying you at all. Does that make sense? So the key thing here is to understand that it's a step in the game. When you come online, now let's talk about becoming a recruiting machine, right? The same concept applies. There's 3.2 billion people on the internet, okay? All of them are your prospects. All of them are quality people. Okay, they're using their phone just like you're using your phone, probably right now watching me on the phone. They're all your prospects, okay? And you can reach all of them with a click of one button, if you understand what I mean by leverage, okay? You can talk to a lot more people at the same time, just like I'm talking to you right now, right? You can talk to hundreds of people at the same time without meeting people at Starbucks. So the idea of checking people's schedule to meet them at Starbucks for coffee, I am completely against that anyway. So when this gentleman said a prospect think that we are about to have a coffee, not a business meeting. So I wouldn't be having coffee meetings in the first place unless they're already my business partner and we're just about to go there and really, really socialize about what's going on in the business, right? I would rather expose people to the opportunity first, okay? Now, without the first thing I would do before I expose them, make sure I capture their information for follow-up purposes. So there are three processes in that process, okay? And it follows the same concept. Again, you don't want to throw up information all over people without making sure that they're pre-qualified. How do I pre-qualify people? Well, I put out content, okay, to my ideal prospect. Like, well, I would typically try to solve the problem of my ideal prospect. So if you're in network marketing, your ideal prospect are two type of people, okay? They're either somebody searching actively right now for a home business or somebody that's struggling in a home business. That's it. You don't want to worry about anybody else. Anybody else will find you by default, okay? Your family and friends will see your lifestyle. They will ask you questions anyway. Does that make sense? But I typically just focus on those two types of people because they need me and I can solve their problem. They're either searching actively for a home business, I got one, or struggling in a home business, I know how to get people out of the struggling in a home business box, right? Typically, people are struggling in a home business because they're lacking leads or they don't have money to market, right? I know how to solve that problem, and I typically help people solve that problem. When I help them solve their problem, some of them end up becoming my team members and some of them don't. Either way, I still make money because I solve a problem for them and chances are they're gonna buy one tool, a training course or something, one way or the other, I get paid or they become a viewer. I still get paid from ad revenues anyway, okay? So either way, I'm making money and that's how I've set up my business and that's how I recommend for the home business people that I consult with. You gotta have multiple streams of income coming in. You gotta leverage, okay? Multiple streams of income, leverage. Okay, so the concept of pre-qualifying people before they get into your business is very simple. You create solutions for people. Okay, when they say, "Hey, I want more," because they're gonna say they want more. See, if you help people get what they want, they will want more at any price you decide to charge for it. When they say, "I want more," I say, "Okay, my price, if you want more, is give me your email address. That's the price. You pay me your email address, I'll give you more information in a more organized manner." That's called capture. I capture their contact information, I'm capturing the audience, I'm capturing their attention because attention is at an all-time low. Attention span is at all-time low, right? Because there's so much information on the internet and you better be bringing quality over time in order for people to stick with you because there's more than enough information out there and the only place where I can beat my competition is by bringing quality and doing it consistently, okay? So that's the second C. I call that second C. You create, you capture, and then I convert. Convert has been happening all the way, right? Converting people to sales and allowing people, right? Literally, yeah, you're allowing them because you are on a stage, you are the leader, and they want to work with you now. That's called attraction marketing, okay? It's not the other way around, which most people do, which is chasing people around. Even text messaging people, your family and friends are still in the chasing people around, but it's okay as long as you make sure you're collecting decisions, right? But I still wouldn't do that. I will focus on using on leverage, right? Leveraging systems, the computer, internet, right? And I will create content that help people, my ideal prospects, remember there are people that are searching actively for a home business or people that are struggling in a home business. That's my ideal prospect, nobody else. Everybody else can come, sure, if they find it fit, but I'm not gonna waste my energy and my resources on chasing these people because I know better. And now you know better too, right? So you create solutions for these two type of people struggling and searching. You capture the audience, capture the attention, capture, influence is already happening as you go along, because again, influence is happening as a default, as a byproduct of you serving, as a byproduct of you giving value. Because again, the money you're going to make in this marketplace is completely directly proportional to how much value you bring to the marketplace. Okay, so, and that's essentially what I just said. That's called attraction marketing. You lead with value. You help people first by actually helping them, like Frank Horn would say, right? You give them what they already want. They already, somebody's searching on the internet right now for actively for a home business. They're searching, I want to start a business. They're searching on Google right now. How do you provide solution to those people, right? You give them the information and they will want more naturally. And all you have to do is say, hey, if you want more, give me your email address. I'll give you a little bit more details, right? And search, somebody that's struggling is looking for a way to generate leads, because typically that's why people struggle in network marketing. They don't have, they're not generating enough leads into their pipeline. So people chase them as opposed to them chasing people. Does that make sense? And that's where this category you want to fall in. You want to be the person providing that solution so people start chasing after you, okay? And then convert to sales, convert to business partners. That all happens naturally. There's quite a few skill sets, a few tips I can give you on how to convert people to sales. But typically, when you help people actually solve their problem, you help them answer their question, they're already ready to buy from you, okay? You don't have to chase them around. They are ready to buy from you automatically because they were looking. Remember, they were looking for these solutions in the first place. And you don't have to do any selling typically if you do this enough. All right. So that's what I have for you. Now, if you want more details on how I use that and how I use this same concept I just shared with you and how I use to generate free leads on the internet, free traffic to my website, free exposure for my business presentations, allowing me to make money on autopilot even while I'm sleeping, right? You want to learn how to do that? You want to simply go to the link below in the description box, or you can see it on the screen. You can type it directly in to your browser, olatalks.com/mastermind. That's where you want to go. If you have team members or people you feel like can benefit from this information, share this with them. And if you like what I've shared with you so far in tips and you feel like you can apply it to your business, attraction marketing, never have to chase, never have to sell, give me a thumbs up. Okay, if you think there's something left out I didn't say, please leave it in the comment box below. I would love to know what your thoughts are. I would definitely open to hearing your thoughts around it. If you have questions, post it in the comment box below. But more importantly, make sure that you go and reserve your seat in the free class and learn how to generate free traffic and free leads for your business, building your business on autopilot, completely autopilot. And when I say that, I mean it. Okay, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I will see you on the next episode. Peace.